Right, I'm gonna call this meeting to order. Chairman Edwards is out of town. So with that, will the meeting be called to order? And I'm gonna ask Commissioner Branch, if he would, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance and a prayer.
Thank you all for standing. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Dear wise and precious God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Lord, we want to thank you for bringing us all through 2022. We want to ask you, Lord, to just allow us to put 2022 in the rear view. And every now and then we may take a stab at looking back, but Father, help us to walk forward. Help us to do those things that will bring your kingdom glory. Help us, Lord, to come together on one accord for the good of all people. Lord, as we go into this meeting this evening, ask that you just touch our hearts and clear our minds. Allow us to focus on those things that's important to the people. Allow us to do those things that's necessary to bring uplift and glory again to your kingdom. Watch over us, Lord, as we, as the leaders of Duplin County, do our very best to serve mankind in all places, wherever they may be. Allow us to be the voices of those that are the voiceless. Allow us to be the strength and the courage to do what's necessary to bring about uplift in our county. And Lord, we will continue to give you the praise and the glory for all things that bring you glory. Father, we ask now that you touch us as the leaders to keep walking by faith and not by sight, to do those things that's necessary to bring you glory, Lord. It's just glory, hallelujah, to your name. Lord, we thank you. Now, as we go forward, let us go forward in peace. Continue to teach and guide and lead us, Lord. Thank you for your son, Jesus, that paid the ultimate price. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor, Lord. We thank you for this night's meeting and continue to guide our steps as we serve those that call upon us. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lord. Do any of the commissioners have anything to add to the agenda?
I do not.
No.
You good? Commissioner,
I'm good.
Does the clerk have anything?
Yes, sir. Mr. Vice Chairman, members of the board, if it pleases the board, I would like to add a closed session to tonight's meeting pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318-11A3 to consult with the county attorney on a legal matter. And also, at some point, whenever the vice chairman sees fit, I'd like to introduce our new economic development director to the board.
Okay. All right. We'll do that when you take highway concerns right there after we get through the public comments.
Yes, sir.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Motion carries. Approval of the minutes from the December 19th meeting. Does anybody have any corrections? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve as submitted.
Motion to approve.
I have a motion. I have a second. Got a second. All right. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. This time, everybody sees the consent agenda. Any questions on the consent agenda? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second to approve. Any additional questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, that carries us to item number one of the agenda, Public comment? Has anyone signed up for public comment?
No, sir.
No public comment. Does anybody need to forget to sign up?
I do not forget.
Well, just asking. All right. Mr. Brinson, now on to you for highway concerns and introduction of our new employee.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Members of the board, I appear before you now to hear any road or highway concerns that you may have, that I can convey those to the North Carolina Department of Transportation for their attention, or any members of the general public.
I would like to, again, just for the record, reiterate a concern that it was brought to my attention as pertains to Calico Bay Road. The citizens, or a few citizens over there, are just concerned about the level of speed the vehicles are traveling down that highway. And the question was posed as to what could be done to reduce that speed, so much so the question was, can speed bumps be put in that area? And I've had a conversation with our county manager, Mr. Brinson, and he's indicated that that may be a challenge, but there are other things that we can work towards. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. First, we're going to seek enforcement of the posted speed, and if the residents still have some concerns after that, DOT will do a speed study to see if the speed limit needs to be reduced on Calico Bay Road. And while they say they can't do speed bumps on a state road, we can look into rumble strips, possibly, like they do have at some at approaches to some intersections. So I will be exploring that as well.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Brinson.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Any more road concerns from the public or the board?
No.
All right.
Any members of the general public have a road concern you want me to convey to DOT? Okay. Mr. Vice Chairman, members of the board, we have with us tonight Mr. Scotty Summerlin. He is our new Economic Development Director. Today is Scotty's first day on the job, but as you all know, he's no stranger to Duplin County. Scotty began his career with Duplin County government as the Assistant Economic Development Director in the early 2000s, moved on to a stint as town manager in Beulahville, and then most recently as town manager in Warsaw. So he has over two decades of experience in local government, all right here in Duplin County. He's local. As I indicated, he has a vested interest in Duplin County and seeing us prosper and seeing us grow our business and industry opportunities for our citizens and for our corporate citizens. So I'd like to welcome Scotty aboard to Duplin County government and give him the floor if you want to say anything, Scotty. I hate to put you on the spot.
Sure. I apologize for just showing up.
No, you're
going to get my schedules right. I heard George said it was a meeting this evening. He and I were talking. I thought it was a good opportunity to come in, introduce myself, so you can see me face to face. I want to thank Davis for the opportunity, and I'm glad to be back home. I've called Duplin County home longer than I was in Wayne County, so this is home to me. Definitely a vested interest. So I thank you, and I look forward to working with you.
Thank you, Scotty.
Thank you, sir. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any of the commissioners have anything you would like to say?
Look forward to working with you. Welcome. Join the crowd.
Well, Mr. Summerlin, I'd like to say again, Happy New Year to you. And it's great to have you aboard, starting out the new year with us. And we look forward to working with you and growing with you and watching you continue to bring opportunities to the county, to do the things that's uplifting as well as pleasing to those that we serve. So welcome aboard.
All right, we'll move on to item number three, Mr. George Future.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman and board. Tonight I appear before you for the purpose of presenting a contract or a master agreement with a consulting engineer. The Duplin County Airport Commission is required by the North Carolina Division of Aviation periodically to issue, at least every 5 years, to issue a request for qualification statements from interested planning and engineering consultants for airport project planning, design, construction, administration. An RFQ was approved by the airport board and announced on November the 9th, and we received two respondents due by the due date of December the 1st. The Airport Commission reviewed, scored, ranked, and interviewed both prospective firms, and Parrish and Partners was chosen to provide services for the airport for a term of 3 years with 2 1-year renewals if approved by all parties for a maximum term of 5 years. The county attorney has reviewed and approved the master agreement as submitted, and the Airport Commission respectfully requests your approval tonight.
All right, we've heard the request. Do I hear a motion to approve the request?
So moved.
Have a motion, a second. Have a motion and a second to approve the agreement for professional service between Duplin County and Parrish and Partners of North Carolina PLLC for an initial 3-year term with 2 1-year renewals if agreed on by all parties. Any questions? Hear none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
On to item number 4, Mr. Davis Brinson, announcements and updates.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Members of the board, I just want to remind you once again about the Eastern Carolina Council of Governments Legislative Breakfast, which will be held on January the 23rd at King's Restaurant in Kinston. And again, that will be a breakfast gathering at 8 o'clock a.m., and the program will begin at 9 a.m. If any of you are interested in attending and you haven't done so thus far, I would be glad to pre-register you for the meeting, as it is required that you pre-register. I've got that information for you. I'd be glad to do it for you, and you may have received the emails from the ECC anyway and may have already pre-registered. Also, I gave each one of you a few moments ago the calendar of events for our upcoming fiscal year 24 budget. The department heads will be presenting their budgets to the Budget Committee on March 7th, 8th, and 9th, and right now I have tentatively scheduled, as I alluded to you earlier, the board's annual budget retreat for March the 10th, and that'll be held at the Duplin County Airport Terminal in the conference room. So if you could go back and check your schedules and make sure you have no conflicts. If you do have a conflict with that March 10th date, I'll be glad to try to reschedule to accommodate each of your schedules. I know you're very busy men. Want to remind you that tonight we will be recessing this meeting until next Tuesday morning at 7:30 a.m. January the 10th for a joint meeting with the Duplin County Board of Education, and that will be held over in the O.P. Johnson Board of Education building here in Kingsville. So that's 7:30 next Tuesday morning. Mr. Vice Chairman, that's all I have tonight, but I would ask that the board go into a closed session pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318-11A3 to consult with our county attorney on a legal matter.
All right. Do I have a motion to go into closed session for legal matters?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second to go into closed session for legal matters. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Go into closed session.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Sorry, Commissioner, go ahead.
I make a motion that we recess until the 10th of January.
I have a motion to recess to the 10th of January, where we will be having a joint meeting with the Board of Education at 7:30 a.m. at the O.P. Johnson Board of Education building located at 315 North Main Street in Kenansville. Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
With that, we will stand in recess to January the 10th at 7:30 a.m.